are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You are listening to eBay Radio, where the shipping is free, the variation is multiple, and all the selling is above standard. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Selling a carefully chosen range of product lines can be a lucrative and highly sustainable business model, especially if you can get them wholesale. And Skip McGrath is here now to tell us how to do that. He's the publisher of the eBay and Amazon Sellers News, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller MCGRRRRR.
McGurr.
And there's five R's.
McGurr.
He went off. Oh, so, Skip, how do you find wholesale products to sell on eBay?
Well, Griff, there's a multitude of places to look. My two favorite places are wholesale trade shows, and most large cities in America have a wholesale merchandise mart. It's a marketplace open to the trade only, where sales reps of the manufacturers display their products in a retail environment, except you walk in and you're not buying retail, you're buying wholesale, and you don't pay and walk out with the product. You sit down and place an order for like a case of something, and then the products are shipped to you. Those are my two favorite places.
And what do you mean?
Many, many others as well.
What do you mean by the perfect product?
You look at all the challenges today. One of the big challenges is the cost of shipping. Customers, you know, when they see high shipping costs, can sometimes blanch. So item one on my list of the perfect product is I want something that's small and lightweight. You know, I'm not out sourcing. I know there are people that sell, you know, safes and fitness machines and air conditioners and things like that. But for me, I want to source a product that I can hold in my hand that weighs under 2 pounds, that's very easy and lightweight to ship. Because that way, if the shipping cost is low, I can offer free shipping and not have to mark the product up so much. And that's always a better thing to do on eBay. I always do better with free shipping than I do with calculated or fixed shipping.
So you're looking for small, lightweight items.
Yeah, the second factor is the value. I really don't want to mess with things that are going to sell for under $10. Because by the time you buy something for $5, you sell it for $10. You know, the eBay and the PayPal fees average, I don't know, 12 to 15%, somewhere in that range. And then you have your time factor involved, taking the photos, writing descriptions. You know, and you end up making $2 or $3. So I tend to shoot for items that are, you know, $25, $30 or more. My average selling price right now on eBay is about $37 when I add up, you know, all my products. And that's a nice place to be.
It is a nice place to be. We were talking about it earlier. It was mentioned earlier in the program today that some people make a lot of money selling tiny little things that don't cost much. These people usually have somebody helping them ship, however.
Right, that's true. You know, if you can be a high volume seller, if you're going to sell low cost items, you pretty much have to be a high volume seller. If you're a high volume seller, you're beyond what my wife and I like to do. You know, it's just the two of us in our business, and that's the way we like it. We don't have a warehouse, we don't have employees and things like that. So if you are going to sell, you know, in high volume, you really need to make that step to get an employee in a warehouse or someone to help you ship. A lot of people are using shipping services. Griff, I can't remember the name of the company that eBay is tied up with, Ship Something. It's a warehouse where you can send your goods, you know, and they'll effectively drop ship them for you. You know, you could use a service like that.
eBay has that? You mean?
Well, yeah, eBay announced a partnership with this company a couple years ago when they, you know, eBay for a while was exploring doing something like Amazon's FBA. And then
yeah,
they dropped the idea. And back then, they had a relationship with a shipping company that, gosh, the name just escapes me right now. It's Ship Something. And it's a warehouse service that you send your goods to the warehouse. And then when you sell something on eBay, you just email them, and they pack it up, and they drop ship it and send it to your eBay customer for you. So, you know, if you have the kind of business where you're selling 40 or 50 items a day, you don't have to wrap and pack 40.
So you're talking about a fulfillment house, basically.
Yeah, I confess I don't remember this. I know it's not in place now, but
Yeah, it may not be. I'm doing it a different way. I have another arrangement. But but back to the topic of wholesale sourcing. I mean, the perfect product to me is, you know, fairly high selling price and small and lightweight, easy to ship. And then third thing, obviously, is demand. I mean, you know, I'm a great believer in niche marketing. I love to find unique little niches, but the niche has to be big enough to support the demand.
So you mentioned product bundles?
Yes. One of the things I've done is I created product bundles. I started doing this about 3 years ago. When I have a product that is a hot-selling product, but it has a lot of competitors, what I'll do is create a bundle. I'll give you an example. The first bundle I ever created, I was selling the set of the Guy Fieri chef's knives. It was a $197 set of four knives. And I had about 10 competitors on eBay and on other sites where I sell as well. And everybody started discounting, you know, lowering the price. So pretty soon I have this beautiful product, sells for $197, but after all the discounting, people were driving the price down to like $167 and so on. So I wanted to find a way to break out of that pack. So what I did was I purchased wholesale a magnetic knife bar, you know, the kind you screw to the wall and you put your knives on it, and it's a magnet that holds your knives. So I basically created a product bundle where I added the knife bar to the knives, and then I raised my price back up to $197. And that allowed me to stand out. I was very unique when people were searching for the item. No one else had the knives with the knife bar. And believe it or not, they started selling, and I started getting my price. And I kept selling that product for 3 years, and just this year, Guy Fieri dropped his line of knives, so I can't get them anymore. But I've done things like I have a set of motorized salt and pepper mills that are it's a brand name, very popular, a lot of people selling them. I just added a can of salt and a can of pepper to mine to create a unique bundle to make my product stand out and be something different and allow me to charge a little more for it.
You would think that would be obvious, but that just surprised me.
Yeah.
Of course. Send them the salt and pepper. That's a great idea.
And a recipe book or something.
Why stop there?
Sure.
Batteries for the device.
There was another seller on Amazon who was selling the Guy Fieri knives, and he was selling them with a Guy Fieri cookbook. He bundled them that way.
So, that's a good idea.
You know, the ideas are unlimited. Tea, you know, one of the things I'm big in is the grocery and gourmet food category. And there I do, it's not bundling, it's what's called multi-packs. You know, if I have a box of tea that another seller is selling for, you know, $14.95, I'll create a set of three. I'll sell a bundle of three boxes of the tea and sell it for $39.95. So I get a bigger sale. I'm standing out. I'm not, you know, when people are scrolling through, people that buy online tend to like to buy multiple quantities because of the shipping cost. You know, if you bought three individual boxes of tea and you paid for the shipping each time, let's say you went through this tea once a month, you'd pay far more than if you just bought the bundle from me and paid for the one shipping charge.
It's a good idea. When you find a product, how do you price it to sell?
Well, I like to use the adage, one-third for product cost, one-third for the selling platform, eBay, Amazon, Sears, whatever your platform is, and one-third for me. So that means a 3X markup. Now, I can't always do that. Where I kind of draw the line is around 2.5. If I cannot mark a product up at least times 2.5, I usually don't sell that product. I look for something else.
Yeah, that's close to what I've been finding too. I just sell apparel, but I've been looking at stuff and saying, can I make 2.5? Can I mark this up 2.5 and get it to sell? And if not, I start walking away, which is unusual for me because I'm a compulsive buyer.
And, you know, it's frustrating because sometimes you have to walk away from some really good products. But again,
that's always hurts.
That if I matched the competitors' prices, I could sell them in very high volumes, but then I'm only making maybe 10% on it. And to do all that work to make 10% isn't, you know, it's not worth my time.
You mentioned that you have exclusive arrangements to sell on eBay. How do you find these deals, and how do you negotiate an exclusive arrangement?
Well, gets very interesting. I have about, right now, I have about five of these. One of them is a line of jewelry. At, I was at a trade show, and I saw the display of this jewelry. There, this popular charm beads, you know, they're sterling silver.
Sure.
Made in the USA. And I approached the sales rep there, and it turned out that the owner, one of the owners of the company, was right there at the trade show. So she introduced me to him, and he said, look, we don't deal with eBay and Amazon sellers. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I don't blame you. And he wasn't expecting that for an answer. And I said, you know, the problem is, if you started selling these off to everybody in the world, pretty soon you have 5 or 10 sellers, and then they all start cutting the prices, and maybe they don't do good photography or good descriptions. And
we only have 20 seconds left.
It affects your brand. So by giving me an exclusive, I can protect your brand and protect your map pricing.
Smart move.
I've been selling them for 3 years now.
That's a good thing to tell him. Good negotiating.
Skip, you're a bright guy.
You know, Skip, you've taught us a lot today, as usual. We haven't talked to you in a long time.
No, we'll have to do this more often.
We really do, because you always give us good food for thought and some actual tips we can use in our business. Thank you so much. Skip McGrath, he's the publisher of the eBay and Amazon Sellers News, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller McGurr
with 5 R's. Skip, McGurr. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Griff. Good to talk to you guys again.
This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. Coming up next, won't you let me take you on a Seabay cruise? Keep listening to eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast. You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. It's time to think taxes. Join Laura Urabiari and Priyanka Sharma as they explain the what, when, and hows of income taxes for eBay sellers. The webinar is free Wednesday, February 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.